Hello and welcome to Sumo Mainichi. I actually had to think of the name of our podcast there. We're doing it every day.
It's what day is it, actually?
It is, well, it's day three, but because Rob guessed it on day one.
Oh, yeah, we're all out.
Last night felt like day one.
Yes, and because I'd been away for work for the weekend, last night, Monday, felt like Saturday for me, which is before the sumo even began.
We are all mixed up here.
That threw everything right out.
But welcome to Sumo Mainichi. My name's Dave. I'm here with Amy, and we are going to bring you all the action from day three. Have I got that right?
Yes. Of which basho?
Natsu basho. Oh, you've got it. Taking place in Tokyo, Japan, where today the weather was a little better, not so rainy. It was clear, 21 degrees Celsius, 69 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, for those humidity freaks who jam up my inbox because I didn't mention the humidity yesterday or the first day, it's at 43%. Leave me alone.
Yep. Stop emailing him.
Stop emailing me.
Stop messaging him on all forms of social media. There's some horrendous news today.
Can I tell you how this went down for me?
Yeah.
We were both working from home.
Yep.
And you came into, well, actually where we're
recording
from now. I
knocked very politely on the door and I said, are you in a meeting?
Yeah, I said no. And you came and you said, there's a queue, Joe. And my mind started racing.
Yeah, what did you think?
What did I think? Well, what I didn't think was what you told me, which was Takeyasu was out.
Yeah.
Queue, Joe. This was awful news. Awful news. I said it yesterday. I got ahead of myself. I thought he was in beautiful, beautiful touch. But apparently we have an issue with back pain and he has withdrawn.
Yes.
We don't know for how long.
No.
But, I mean, the back's not going to get better in a couple of days.
No. Well, let me tell you my side of that unfolding saga. So I was working quite happily. The day was okay. There weren't too many dramas in my workday. All of a sudden I receive a message on our Sumo Mainichi Instagram account saying about this Kujo announcement. And I have to say, blaming it on us, which I think is probably fair.
Yeah, it's
fair. I think we might have jinxed him
you might mean me. Because last night
I thought you were going to say me, because didn't I yell Takeyasu Yusho?
No, well, let me take you back to the discussion that we had on Saturday night, aka Monday night. Yeah. I decided to change my Yusho prediction. Mm-hmm. I got ahead of myself with, I'd had a few beers, let's face it.
Oh, yes.
And I think by changing my Yusho prediction from Kotozakura to Takeyasu, I think it was me.
Yeah. Yeah, it might have been a bit of a combined force, but mostly you.
Mostly you. You didn't stop me.
I didn't.
You enabled me changing my Yusho prediction.
Yep. I want to say thank you to, I'm not going to say Instagram name because it's funny, but I think maybe Amelia, anyway, who messaged us.
Yeah.
Let me know what your name actually is. And let me know this crucial information. I don't blame you for blaming it on us. I think we take it fully in mind, body and spirit for the, you know, for doing this to Takeyasu.
Yeah, and we will do better in the future.
I have read that it happened in training this morning. And I say when you're involved in a basho, when you're day-to-day competing, don't train. Don't do anything else. Don't bother about warming up. Did he warm up and hurt himself? Don't do it. Just go straight into the bout when you're Takeyasu.
If you're going to get injured, do it on the dojo.
Yeah, I think
please.
So. Please. I'm actually devastated.
Oh, I am too.
It's the worst.
Abi today gets the freebie. The Fusensho win, Abi 2-1 there. Let's jump into the bouts for day three.
Yep, we will. And I'm still on the Toki Hayate train, Toki Hayate watch again today. He came up against Tsurugisho and unfortunately still no win. Tsurugisho lured him in and threw him around on the bales, let him come entirely towards him, let Toki Hayate think he was pushing out the big man, Tsurugisho, but he wasn't. He just flipped him around. Classic move.
Yeah.
So still no wins.
Mature sumo from Tsurugisho just really played with Toki Hayate today.
Totally.
What does Toki Hayate do from here? Because he's standing on the precipice of a shame spiral.
Yeah.
And once you get in your own head, there's no way out.
Mm.
Who are the rikishi that he could possibly speak to?
Oh, you know who.
Who?
Shodai.
Well, I mean, obviously they're at the same heya. But who could he call on the phone, I wonder?
Who could call on the phone? Or who could call him on the phone?
Oh, exactly.
I mean, always Kakuryu. I'm always looking for Kakuryu to rescue these guys. Like, I see him as the golden line of...
He's a natural leader, Kakuryu, and he'd speak very softly down the phone.
Yeah.
And just say, keep your head up, son.
Yeah, gun buddy.
Gun buddy. 12 more days to go. Yeah. Plenty of sumo.
Yeah. He was on the NHK broadcast today, which is why he's in my head. But, geez, I love hearing him talk about sumo. He's, as you say, he's so soft-spoken. He's now got his own stable that he's surely coaching to greatness, although we might hear something later on.
Do you know, as soon as you – well,
Young guys?
I just hope he runs a tight ship. Mm. I think he would.
I think he would too. I think he's a quiet – solid and stoic leader.
Yeah.
On the phone to young men like poor old Toki Hayate?
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
Well, what's his policy on having a beer in the bath with the boys underage?
No, he doesn't.
No?
No, he wouldn't count it. No interest, no countenancing. If he heard about it, he'd get right.
Shut it down. Okay.
Yeah, he's a good man, Kakuryu. We've known it from the start and it will be forever proven. You know how you always say who would be the person that you'd be most devastated at to be cancelled?
Please don't.
I would probably quit sumo.
Yeah, okay. You'd hand in your resignation.
I think so. To JSA East, JSA South, sorry, we're in. My bad.
JSA
sorry, JSA
East,
South.
AKA JSA.
Yeah, the actual JSA.
The receptionist would be like, we got this fax from Australia. What do we do with this?
It's from Amy. She seems very impassioned.
Well, and I think their policy is someone's trying to retire. We just say no. Well, no, that's not always the case. Anyway, let's move on. Toki Hayate, as you said, winless, 0-3. Tsurugi Shoho, 2-1. A match I want to have a look at because this was a belt battle classic. Mm. We had Ryuden, a.k.a. the dude, in at Maegashira 14 up against Nishiki Fuji. And I wasn't expecting great things from this bout.
No, neither was I. I was just prepared to let this one go past. But hands on the belt, the hips were active, the dude got into it. But so did Nishiki
Fuji. Well, Nishiki Fuji, I would say he was on top early, like really got out of the blocks, doing some very positive sumo. And he looked Ryuden dead in the eye and said, let's do this on the belt, mate. And Ryuden said, I'm all for it. And what we saw then was a beautiful, beautiful belt battle. Ryuden on the defense, which you don't often see him when it goes to a belt battle, but he did a good job of stemming the flow of Nishiki Fuji's sumo here. There was a bit of a stalemate before they moved to the bales, and then we just were treated to a beautiful sumo moment. They both tried to throw each other down.
Yeah, the Uwatanage butterfly.
Oh, this one had a bit of grit about it, though.
Yes, it did. And sometimes it's about who goes down first, and they're both on the same level. I mean, it's always about that.
I was about to say that's sumo.
But it was more the crush down this time. Who could push each other down from the side almost?
Yeah, and so what happened? They both crashed down. This was given to Ryuden very confidently. There was no monoe, and then I started to have a look at the replays.
Yeah, and they did show the replay quite a few times, which meant that they were looking at the
some real passag replays.
Yeah. NHK just going, oh, guys, you probably would have wanted to have a look at this.
Well, you want to have a close look at Ryuden's left hand in relation to when Nishiki Fuji hit the dirt. But they were happy with this one. This was a great bout. I thought this was very, very good sumo. And I think they let common sense rule here by not bothering us with a monoe.
Yeah. You know. Yeah, we didn't need that to interrupt the flow. Sometimes I want it for more sumo.
Yeah.
Most times I want it for more sumo, but in this case, I was happy with what transpired.
The spirit of the bout had Ryuden winning.
Yeah.
Ryuden 3-0.
Ooh.
Nishiki Fuji 1-2.
Sadanumi up against Hokuto Fuji. This was one I was particularly interested in because Sadanumi, he just never gives up. He's so sprightly. He's got the movement of a man of what? 25?
Yeah.
24? Could you go to 24?
I'll give you 24. Yeah.
A man of 24. And up against Hokkaido Fuji, I mean, this is never going to be a regulation. Yeah,
exactly right.
Boring bout of sumo. And the excitement was here today. Sanumi latched onto the belt with the right hand, despite getting absolutely thrown around by Hokkaido Fuji. They were both moving so much.
Hokkaido Fuji's touchy eye today looked beautiful.
It was good.
Really, only someone with Sadanumi's sumo smarts and experience could put a stop to this.
Exactly. And with that right hand, I thought he was about to do something with it. But it was actually the left arm that he pulled off the Tsukinage beltless arm throw for the win. Oh. It was his first win, and it was just executed so beautifully. That's what it looked like anyway. I realize I never checked it. It was actually Tsukiyotoshi.
Oh, Tsukiyotoshi. Win,
but it looked like it. I love a Tsukinage.
Feels like Tsukinage.
That's right. Yeah. Should have been.
This was gorgeous.
Yeah.
And I don't use that word very often, but Sadanumi, what a gift.
I just think he's fantastic.
Yeah, well, I think you're right about that.
Both these Rikishi 1 and 2.
So the first win there for Sadanumi.
Yay.
Get that monkey off your back, sir.
He's done it.
You're on the board. Before we head into Sanyaku, let's take a brief stop at this Ura v. Onoshore battle.
Yeah.
Onoshore came charging out of the blocks. I did like to see this. I talk a lot about Onoshore.
Yep.
And I only talk really about one thing, and that's his touchy eye.
But it's true.
I don't know. I feel that ever since you scared him with your photo request back in, I think, 2018,
yeah.
I have a special place in my heart for him.
Yeah.
And I've followed his career very closely. And I feel I've been saying that 2024 is the year of Onoshore. So when I see him come out red hot at Ura, I'm thinking, I'm right about this.
Yeah, and he came out red hot, and he should have to, because Ura in these first 2 days up to today has looked very, very good.
In great form. Ura went low in response, and Onoshore was trying to stand him up here with his attacks, but Ura locked the arms up of Onoshore. And then Ura backed backwards, calmly as he like, pulled him down to the ground. This was given Kata Sakashi. Sure.
Well, what made me think it was in the end, and what stood out to me in this finishing move in particular, was the vertical plane of it. Like, it wasn't a throw that Onoshore went up into the air and out. It was really a drag down, and it was so powerful.
Yeah,
the reason
right.
it stood out to me was that it was so powerful. Ura just put his whole body into it, just ducked down like he does, getting onto his haunches, because he's so confident that he can stay upright when he goes down into that squat position, and dragged Onoshore down.
I think you're so right about that, because I did describe that as Ura retreating and pulling, which sounds quite passive, but it was the exact opposite of that.
Yeah, as soon as he hit the bales, it was that active move.
Yeah, very much
of
so.
Of the drag down, the shoulder drag down, the Katsukashi, and he's unbeaten, Ura.
Ura is 3-0.
I love to see it. The crowd loves to see it.
I was about to say that. They ate this up. They loved seeing Ura go 3-0. Now, I've got Onoshore's score listed here as 1-1, but that mathematically doesn't make sense. He's 1-2.
He's 2-1. Oh, no, I'm looking at the wrong person. He's 1-2. Good, good, good.
1-2 for
It's my
Onoshore.
Classic Onoshore Onosato issue. Yeah, spoiler alert.
Yep. All right, let's move into the Sanyaku bouts.
Yes, we will. And Tobizaru at Magashira 3 came up against aforementioned Onosato. That is bad luck, since I've just spoiled this bout. It's their first time meeting. Tobizaru jumped to his left.
This was a weird touchy eye.
Yeah.
At real time, watching it for the first time live, it felt like a hesitation or a stutter.
Yes.
But watching it on replay, there was a definite and definitive movement to the left here. It wasn't a henker.
No.
But it was, and it wasn't a meet and move. It was somewhere in between there.
I went through about 5 thoughts about what it was. First, I thought it was fully Tobizaru jumping to the side.
Yeah.
Then I thought it was fully Onosato shoving him to the side. And then I realized it was a combination of both, I think. I do think he tried to sidestep the touchy eye, though. Which is an interesting move.
But was Onosato so tuned in that he followed that movement so well, it looked like he was moving with Tobizaru?
One hand did at least, which kind of slapped his head as he moved. And from there, Onosato was just in his space. He existed up against Tobizaru up under the arms, a strong stance. He's got that wide stance of maybe his stable master Kisunasato has taught him that, you know, spread your legs wide, push and always move forward. And Tobizaru is out really quickly.
There was quite an amazing replay that showed the reverse angle. You can just see Tobizaru's silhouette enveloped by Onosato.
Yeah.
He's so big. The speed he showed today was what really, really impressed me. For a big man, he moves very, very quickly. As you said, low center of gravity, very, very stable, but so, so quick.
Because Tobizaru can get away from you, right?
He can get away. He tried to get away.
He tried to and he couldn't. And it was like Onosato cut off the avenue of escape.
Yeah,
exactly. As soon as Tobizaru moved to his left, Onosato was there stepping to his right and there was nowhere for him to go.
Yeah.
Awesome work.
Yes, awesome is exactly the right word. Onosato now, Shin Komisubi is 2-1.
Yep.
Dropped that bout to Takeyasu yesterday, but nothing to be ashamed about there.
No.
It's a great bout. Tobizaru 1-2. Let's move on now to Sekiwake Wakamoto Haru up against Gonoyama at Maegashira 2. This was a very, very good bout.
Yep, I enjoyed this.
And I think what I liked about it was that Wakamoto Haru is known to be a belt ricochet, loves to get on the belt. But Gonoyama came out of the tachi-ai hard. You could see Wakamoto Haru make one attempt at the belt, which was broken quite quickly.
Yeah, he only really waved his hand forward and maybe his fingers grazed the belt of Gonoyama. Maybe not. It was hard to see, but he had to abandon that really quickly.
Because Gonoyama, the attack here was real and Wakamoto Haru was forced into a defensive stance. But really, the signs were good. The feet were stable and just felt like they were locked in to the doyo. Because despite what Gonoyama could throw at him, Wakamoto Haru did not move back.
Mm.
Head was up. Mm. Eyes were locked forward. And then, interestingly here, Wakamoto Haru pulled. But this was a very, very controlled pull.
It was. It was not the thing where you back your whole body off and give up a whole lot of ground. It was just kind of pulling his opponent, Gonoyama, into himself, which disrupted Gonoyama's stability, but left him in a fairly good position to continue.
Yeah, he wasn't trying to win the bout with this pull. He was just trying to create some confusion, and he did that because Gonoyama stumbled and Wakamoto Haru was ready. And he then went with a big push forward. Overall, what I liked about this bout was Wakamoto Haru adapting, giving up on the belt early and going, we're going to do something different here. This was Oshi Sumo from Wakamoto Haru.
It was, and it was so strong. His resolve was set today. You could see it in his face when he won.
Unpack that for me, though, because Sekiwake Wakamoto Haru should be beating Gonoyama. Why did this one matter?
Well, I think maybe because of his start, it was a little bit uneasy.
Yeah, that's true.
It's only day three. Gonoyama was coming off a day of rest. Essentially, plus a win on the first day. Gonoyama always, I think too, is not someone that they take lightly because he does go all out and he's got such a big body and he can be someone who could disrupt someone like Wakamoto Haru's game plan.
And he has very little to lose when he goes out against the Sanyaku at Maegashira 2. He has to go hard. So a great win for Wakamoto Haru today. Both of these ricochet now on 2-1. Loved it.
Nice. Hirodumi at Maegashira 2 came up next against Ozeki Korozakura, who lost on day one but won on day two. You know that whatever happens, Hirodumi's going to throw everything at it. And it was another intense tachi-ai from him.
The speed of this kid. Yeah. I mean, I talk about it every day, but good Lord, he was quick out of the blocks today.
He's kind of got some like dance moves almost. He moves from side to side in a really jerky manner. He pushes himself onto one leg, then the other leg. He's just got such a set style.
Do we know? Now, I'm not sure if you know about this concept. Do you know about fast twitch muscle fibers?
I'm going to say That I don't.
Apparently, there are people who are born with fast twitch muscle fibers. I haven't looked this up in a long time, but there was a very famous Australian sports person who apparently had...
Is it Peter Brock?
No, it's Gary Ablett.
Oh, yeah.
In the Australian rules football.
Yep, for the Geelong Football Club.
Yep. He had fast twitch muscle fibers, which meant that he could move from zero standing to moving very, very quickly.
To hero, I think you mean.
From zero to hero. Yeah. Well, he was a hero. And I looked at Hero Doomy today and I thought, I think there's some fast twitch muscle fibers going on.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Does it make
Well, it's
a bit
like
jerky
he's
movement?
There and then next frame he's
yeah.
not there.
He moves faster than, what's Light. Pal?
Pal.
Pal.
60 frames a second.
No, 25 frames a second.
Oh, 25. We're not on Pal anymore, are we?
We're on Pal. Australia is. What was NTSC? 24.9.
No, that was 28 frames or 30 frames. But I think that's analog TV. Digital TV's a million frames a second.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. I'm going back into when we used to, anyway.
Do you know how many frames a second the human eye can see?
Is it 25?
I don't know. I actually don't know the answer.
Well, it looks pretty smooth when I look around.
All right. Well, we've determined that things are looking smooth for
Amy
tonight.
Pretty smooth frames per second.
So 60 plus, you're saying. Anyway, let's talk about Hirodumi. He's fast.
Well, what he did was he forced Kotozakura to jump backwards. And I thought a little bit, uh-oh, but half of me was like, it's okay. And it did turn out to be okay because okay.
Okay.
That's the result of saying a lot of Japanese names. Okay.
Oh, dear. Because
Kotozakura was in control.
Yes.
He knew he had space to jump backwards. He was patient. I thought he looked pretty, in inverted commas, Ozeki-like in this because he waited to reach out for the belt over the top of Hirodumi's, you know, fast moving, muscle twitching, squirming body, yeah. Hauled him around 180 degrees, and I'm confident about that maths,
okay.
And shoves him out. So
yeah.
a confident win, I'm calling this one, for Kotozakura.
I thought exactly the same thing in what you said about this was Ozeki Sumo. Handling a young, enthusiastic, fast Rikishi. Just with a sense of ease, with a sense of style, not over-exerting himself at any point. This was good sumo from Kotozakura.
It really was. He looked calm afterwards as well.
Yes. Well, he looked Ozeki-like.
He looked Ozeki-like. He's got a calm demeanour. He prepares calmly now. He's accepted and matches quite naturally with an Ozeki style, and he was able to bring it out today after the chaos of day one. So he's 2-1 now. Hirodumi with that loss. He's 1-2 at Maegashira 2. He's going to see a lot more troubles.
Hirodumi.
I'm sure.
No, I'm absolutely certain of it. That brings us to the second last bout of the day. And Sanyaku is light on with these Kyujos. We have only 5 bouts.
It's so sad.
Not enough.
Denying us.
But we are moving on to Ozeki Hoshoryu up against Maegashira 1 Daisho. And as I looked at these two Rikishi on the dojo, I thought, Hoshoryu knows what's coming here.
Yeah.
Are we going to see something tricky, something strategic?
I did wonder whether he'd move out of the way.
I wondered too.
Yeah.
Not a hanker.
Oh, not a hanker.
But just a meet and move, you know, exploit that forward momentum of
just a sumo Daisho. Genius move, you know,
exactly.
Just like a little pressure on one leg or whatever.
But Hoshoryu, I respect this. He went and met Daisho head on at the touchy eye. He knew what was coming and he just went straight at it. He looked very comfortable accepting these opening Daisho attacks.
I think so. And what flashed into my head then was he wants to get as close as he can to Daisho here to stop Daisho's attacks from doing anything. If he can keep his body against him, then maybe he can negate some of that force.
And he really did. He stood strong against these attacks. And then he forced Daisho, after these thrusting attacks weren't working, to pull. Hoshoryu went low here. There was a moment where I thought he might go down.
Yes. It was weird here because I wasn't sure whether he went low because Daisho had pulled him down. I think that was actually
I think that's it.
But in my mind, I also thought, oh, what if he just jumped in low? Because it seemed to work really well.
It did work very well. And I think this is the sumo genius part coming in. He recovered very well, but followed up in just spectacular fashion. Hoshoryu, he followed Daisho from here and just used his body to force Daisho over the bale. So great win for Hoshoryu, his first of Natsubato.
Yeah, it was a Yorikiri win, thank goodness. He didn't let much emotion come across his face, and I thought that was pretty cool. He's just like, yep, yeah, it's all right. I'd expect it to be 1-2 well, on day three.
Think about the pressure, though, if he'd lost.
Yeah.
Like, he had to win today.
Yep.
He really did.
He did. Daisho, he's gone quite well so far. He is 2-1, which brings us to the final bout of the day, Atami Fuji at Maegashira 1 against Kirishima.
Now, what we saw from Kirishima gave me hope. He looked tight yesterday. I thought his sumo looked very, very good. And I'm like, we are back on track here. Yep. This is going to be a great final bout for day
Body
three.
Looked strong. Stance looked strong.
Head looked strong in terms of strategy.
Yep, he was watching. But today, Atami Fuji, I'm just going to say it, absolutely demolished him. And it was...
I mean, what do you say about this bout?
I don't have that much to say about it. Kirishima, he tried to step aside or something. He tried to, it looked like he was petrified of Atami Fuji. I can't imagine that's the case, but he just didn't have an answer to the actual sport of this bout. He didn't have a physical thing to do.
Atami Fuji's tachi-ai was fantastic. And at that point, Kirishima had to make a decision. And it felt like he just made the wrong decision. Mm. He moved away to his side.
Yep. So far away.
So far away. He overcommitted to the point where he turned himself around and it didn't really take much for Atami Fuji to take one step in and finish Kirishima off.
Kirishima was looking out to the audience and he did manage to turn himself around again. So he did a full 360, the math checks out. so he's back facing Atami Fuji, but by then he's totally off.
Does it?
Yeah.
Is it a 180?
Yeah.
Okay. If you say the math checked out, I trust you.
Then Atami Fuji was just like, well, I've just been waiting for you to come back and I'm about to push you out. Atami Fuji was quick to follow him because when he moved away, he was right around to Atami Fuji's side.
Yep.
And Atami Fuji, for a big guy, and I've been surprised actually how big he is. I think I said that in yesterday's podcast. He's a really big guy, Atami Fuji, but he was light on his feet today.
Yeah, absolutely. He looks so, so quick against Kirishima. We spent 15 days last basho trying to answer this question.
Yeah.
I'm not going to try tonight.
No. He's Kataban, Kirishima, and it's not a good start for him. On day three, he is 1-2 and just has looked, for those two losses at least, really shocking.
Hopeless. But looked so good yesterday. So
yeah,
I'm torn. Atami Fuji, that's his second win at Maegashira 1, and I would say a huge confidence boost.
Yeah, he got an interview tonight. It was a lovely interview. He's very softly spoken.
Yeah, he is.
He was asked about the Miyagino Rikishi joining in the stable and sort of said, well, yes, I've come in and we all practiced together. And it was interesting to see that kind of, to hear that play out in his interview. But yeah, he just spoke fairly stoically about his own sumo.
Yeah. I mean, what a beautiful kid. And for Atami Fuji at Maegashira 1, there's a real opportunity here. We've got the Sanyaku thinned out with these Kyujos. He's at Maegashira 1.
Mm.
A winning record will see him move into those Sanyaku ranks,
you
would imagine.
Yeah.
Opportunity. It knocks.
Yeah, I think so.
Or is he knocking and opportunity answers the door? I'm not quite sure what the deal is there.
And what outfit is opportunity wearing? Jaunty cap?
Well, I think opportunity is at home, so probably wearing something comfortable,
trackies. Yeah, Ugg boots.
Tracksuit pants.
Oh, sorry.
For our international
for
audience.
Non-Australian.
Ugg boots? Are they internationally known?
I would think so.
I think Ugg boots are Australian.
Like the lambskin wool on the inside boots.
Yeah, inner woolen boots. tell us what you know about Ugg boots.
I feel like every time I say something's only Australian, everyone's like, no, it's everywhere.
Yeah, I know. We're so very, very sheltered.
We think we're special, but we never are.
It's day three, so let's look at the leaderboard.
Oh, yeah. I love to. On three wins, we have Ura Mitakeumi, who won today.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to say I'm in the vortex. I love the Mitakeumi vortex. I love swirling in around.
Have we learned nothing from the Takeyasu debacle I'm in of yesterday?
He better not go QJ tomorrow, I swear. I love thinking that Mitakeumi is suddenly on the surge of a comeback. I just think it's the best thing in the world. Shona Noumi, Kin Bozan, they both won today. Ryuden, we spoke about. Oshoma won today. He is powering his way into the Makuuchi division. And Takara Fuchi, he's won all three. Not amazingly easy,
but he's
like, I have lost my words.
He's looked
not
very
easily.
Solid.
Yeah, he's looked solid. Yeah.
I mean, he's doing his style of sumo. Yep. It's unspectacular.
Defensive and good.
It's workmanlike.
Yep.
Dare I say it, businesslike.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the businessman for
he's
a
got
reason.
The briefcase back.
Let's have a well, actually, can you take us through the Rikishi who don't have a win?
Oh, I can actually. Apart from the ones that have gone QJ, which I won't mention, Oho hasn't managed to win yet. And he's someone who has fought, I mean, like we always say, he always gives, well, not always, he often gives it a shot. And he has these 3 days, but hasn't managed to
He's a confidence Rikishi, though. He needs to get a white dot in the next 2 days. It's so crucial.
Takanosho has.
Well, he's unlucky.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Kota Shoho, he's just lost.
Yeah.
Mitoru struggles, we know, in Makuuchi, and he's proving that yet again. Toki Hayate, we've talked about.
Yeah.
Please, please get a win. And Tomokaze, Maegashira 16, difficulty.
That was particularly
for him.
Hard to watch today. Yep. Who did he fight?
He fought Oshoma. Yeah, and Oshoma pretty much. Ran over him, turned him around, pushed him out. It was a bit of a okuridashi situation.
It wasn't pleasant at all. Let's have a look at the bouts for tomorrow. I might just take us through the 3-0 crew.
Mm-hmm.
Right down the bottom of the Torikumi tomorrow, we have Takara Fuji against Tomokaze.
Oh,
that doesn't feel right.
Damn.
Oshoma takes on Chirunumi.
Oh, yeah, Chirunumi's going, been
yeah,
going pretty
Chirunumi's
well.
2-1. Yep. Come on, Chirunumi. Shona Noumi takes on Hokuto Fuji.
Okay.
That will be an explosive bout, no doubt. These two go so, so hard. Keep your eye on that one. Kim Bozan on 3-0 goes up against Shodai. Mitakeumi takes on Onosho.
Ryuden, you skipped him.
I skipped him because I was going to do him last.
Oh, yeah.
No, I just missed it. Ryuden on 3-2 takes on Roga. Mitakeumi, as I said, takes on Onosho. Ura against Midori Fuji.
Ooh.
Now, strangely, these two have only met 4 times.
Okay.
And it's 2-2. I feel like we should have seen more sumo between these two.
Midori Fuji's been looking okay. He won today, right?
He beat
Takanosho. Yeah. And he's been.
He looks pretty good there.
He's been really setting his body and just pushing.
Yeah.
Like a small guy pushing, which sometimes works and often doesn't.
Up the top of the card, let's have a look. Wakamoto Haru takes on Onosato. That is going to be a treat. I think Wakamoto Haru has his work cut out for him tomorrow. Atami Fuji takes on Abi. Daisho goes against Kirishima. Gonoyama goes against Kotozakura.
Yeah, that'll be great.
That will be good. And we finish off day four with Hoshoryu up against Hirudumi.
Oh.
Poor old Hirudumi.
Oh, God.
It's rough. Thank you so much for joining us on Sumo Mainichi tonight. We'll be back to bring you all the action from day four tomorrow.
See you then.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah.